Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Melanie Cole's Health Radio. It's radio that's good for you.
Many doctors and nutritionists caution their cancer patients to restrict their intake of dietary sugars because they feel like really this is going to contribute to, it's like giving candy to a child. It's going to contribute to the growth of cancer cells. But their new evidence about L-fructose, it's the naturally occurring sugar in fruits and vegetables that's not so assimilated by human cancer cells. My guest today is Bill Henderson. He's a health and wellness reporter, just as I am, Bill. Welcome to the show. So let's talk about L-fructose, because this is going, we know about the antioxidants. We know that cancer patients should be eating leafy greens and wonderful colors and things. So now they can do it without fear that this is building up sugar.
Yeah, I just learned this 2 or 3 months ago. My friend Ty Bollinger was interviewing a Dr. Tony Jimenez, who runs a cancer clinic in Tijuana called the Hope for Cancer Clinic. And, it's quite a famous one. I've sent quite a few people there and my coaching cancer patients, cancer clients, really, for me. I'm not a doctor. But anyway, the interview was very interesting because, Dr. Jimenez has working with him, a scientist from India. I don't recall the name exactly, but he's been researching sugar for some time, because obviously all of us that deal with cancer are concerned about, you know, people avoiding sugar, which the cancer cells, as you probably know, have 19 times the receptors on them for sugar that a normal cell does, and that's how they survive. That's how they make themselves spread throughout your body is by feeding them sugar. And so my co-author is a Dr. Garcia, an MD, and he and I both have been warning our clients and patients and so on to avoid too much fruit because of the sugar in the fruit. But it's been kind of curious to us why so many cancer patients seem to recover by drinking carrot juice, which has the highest sugar content of any vegetable, obviously. As do beets and so on. This all seemed kind of strange. Well, this interview that Ty did with Dr. Jimenez brought up this subject, and what they discussed was what you just mentioned, the L-fructose, which is, you know, the way the scientists refer to the fruit, the sugar that's in fruit and carrots and beets and so on. And what they found out through this research, Dr. Tony Jimenez is a scientist, is that the L-fructose, which the L doesn't exactly mean left spinning, but in effect, the L-fructose is a left spinning molecule of sugar. And what they found is that the cancer cells feed only on the right spinning molecules. And this is, of course, high fructose corn syrup, which is in almost everything in the grocery store, refined sugar, things that we should never touch if we have cancer. But the L fructose, the left spinning molecule, apparently does not feed the cancer cells. And that's why the carrot juice is so effective, and is used in a lot of cancer clinics, and also why fruit is not harmful to cancer patients. Anyway, it was an interesting discovery for me, and I would kind of change our wording somewhat in the coaching we do for people, both Dr. Garcia and me, and telling them to, you know, go ahead and eat fruit. It's not going to harm you.
Well, you know what? I'll tell you that I know that these are really interesting new developments and things, but when I hear people that have issues or pre-diabetics or these things and they're saying, well, they can't eat legumes or they can't eat certain healthy foods that I know God intended us to eat, things that came out of the ground, and that fruits or even Atkins diet. Oh, you're not allowed to have a carrot or a tomato because it's got too much sugar and it'll make you fat. I can't wrap my head around that. And so for a cancer patient to be told that the sugars that's in a carrot or a tomato or a beet, as you say, would be bad for them. I can't even imagine that that would ever be something that people would think. Beets are one of the most beautiful foods on earth, and avocados and all of these things have sugar. So I never really did think that they would be a problem. So why is this new news?
Well, I think it's just because of the research that was done. You know, it obviously required some particular examination of molecules. But, you know, I hadn't heard of it until about three, 4 months ago when I heard this interview. I've looked into it. There's an interesting book which I've read since then. It's called Curing Cancer with Carrots, by a lady named Ann Cameron, who healed herself of her cancer in about 3 months by drinking about 8-ounce glasses or so of carrot juice every day and grinding up 5 pounds of carrots every day. And she tried a little less than that for a while and it didn't work. But when she got up to the 5 pounds of carrots a day, the cancer pretty much disappeared in about 3 months for her. So she wrote this book. And it includes several different examples of other people's cancers and how they heal them with carrot juice. And of course, I've been aware that this has been used in the natural cancer treatment clinics for some years, you know, giving people like the Gerson Clinic and so on. They give people high doses of carrot juice during the day. And I'd often wondered about this, but it sort of fits this theory now that left spinning fructose molecules of sugar do not feed the cancer cells. And they, in fact, make the cancer divide less rapidly. And if you do it long enough, overcome the cancer with the carrot juice. Now, obviously, I don't think drinking any kind of fruit juice to that extent every day would perform the same way that the carrot juice does.
Yeah, not necessarily. But I think that that's one of the differences. Fruit juice is very, very high in sugar. And so if you need to get, you want that fruit, you can eat the piece of fruit and get the fiber while you're at it. I think fruit juice and carrot juice or beet juice, looking at some of those things would be a little bit of a different animal than orange juice or apple juice, things that have either added sugars or are very high in sugar naturally, that kind of thing. So what do you want people to know? We only have about 30 seconds left. What do you want people to take from this?
Well, I would simply say to people that eating whole fruit is quite healthy. It has lots of minerals, vitamins, et cetera, that our body needs. You know, bananas are wonderful. Berries are great for your body in general, eating apples and so on. It doesn't harm you. If they want to get some more general information about cancer treatment naturally, they can go to my website, which is feeding-cancer-gently, GENTLY.com. Lots of free information there that people can read. There's letters of mine and articles and hundreds of people's stories about their own healing of their cancer. So, I mean, that's where they can get more information if they
Thank
need
you
to.
So much. And it is. It's great information. And, you know, that's the way we all learn together, folks. We learn by hearing these kinds of guests and making our own decisions, being our own best health advocate. And that's what it's all about here at Radio MD. So thanks for listening. Scroll around, learn something with us, share these shows with your friends. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well.